72.
Hey, good morning, America. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am your nutritional pharmacist and host, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're here Monday through Friday on the Genesis Communication Network talking about nutritional supplementation and the power of nutritional supplements. If you've got questions about your supplement program or if you want to get on a supplement program and get off your prescription drugs, we are here to help you do that. 866-582-9933 is our number. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, call my friends Phyllis and Andy and Nasima or Rachel at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, and you can check out my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com, one word, brightsideben. And you can also click on the Join Now link in the upper right-hand corner of the page, and you'll get some information about the longevity products, too. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, talking about whatever you want to talk about with nutritional, that regards nutrition and nutritional supplementation. And I'm joined today, as I am every day, on the Bright Side by my co-host and colleague, Douglas Winfrey. Hello there, Douglas.
Good morning. How are you?
I am ready to rock and roll and do some good stuff, do some good work. Don't you feel like we're doing good work on this program, Doug?
I feel so. I actually talked to someone last night. One of my neighbors stopped me on the way into my home and said that she had been listening to the show and was very impressed with the information we're putting out, and that it prompted her to want to learn more about other ways of doing health care.
I love it. I love it. That's what I want people to do. I want people to feel like they're informed enough and educated enough and have their appetite stimulated, wet enough that they want to participate in their own health care. Because it really is about taking the ball into our own court. We complain a lot about the health care system, and I'm guilty myself of ragging on doctors. But really, the bottom line is we can't expect other people to carry our water for us when it comes to understanding our health and when it comes to understanding our body. Based on the work of one of the greatest geniuses of all time, we learn that everything in the body is always moving. This moving process in physics is referred to as thermodynamics, but in the body, it's referred to as metabolism. And metabolism is made up of two parts, breaking down and building up. The breaking down process is called catabolism. The building up process is called anabolism. And together, they make metabolism. So our metabolism is nothing more than the breaking down and building up of the body. Now, we talk a lot on this program about the immune system. That's the body's defense system. We're always talking about it in a negative fashion, unfortunately, but, you know, hyperactive immune system obviously is a problem, and autoimmune disease is a problem. But really, the immune system is much more effective than it is ineffective to a very large degree. It's constantly fighting things off and walling off the bad guys. That walling off process is what we call inflammation. The immune system is involved in accelerating the healing process. And one of the points of the Bright Side of being here on this radio program is understanding that the Bright Side is honoring the body and its processes, its metabolic processes, you know, giving the body a little love, giving the body some validation. So in that vein, I want to talk a little bit about the immune system, not necessarily a full-blown course in immunology, not even the basics, just a little touch, just enough to give us the flavor of what's going on and its connection to why we're not as healthy as we should be. The journal Nature Reviews this month came out with an article they call immunometabolism, and that is the link that the immune system has to the metabolism of the body, the breaking down or building up of the body. So if we're going to understand how the body builds up and breaks down, we got to understand a little bit about immunity. The main cells, let's put it this way, the immune system is divided up into two parts, the cells and then the highway that the cells travel down. The main cells of the immune system are called white blood cells. And the main highway is called the lymphatic system. So you have your lymphatic system and you have your white blood cells. And for all intents and purposes, that's the immune system, the white blood cells and the lymphatic system. In fact, we call the white blood cells lymphocytes, meaning the cells of the lymph. Whenever you hear the word site, C-Y-T-E, site, that's biology talk for cell. So you have your lymph system and your lymphocytes, your white blood cells, the cells of the lymph. Anyway, the white blood cells kill things. And they kill things in the coolest of ways, using chemical warfare, using a type of sci-fi chemical warfare that the most creative science fiction writer on the planet couldn't think of. For example, there's this white blood cell, this lymphocyte called a B cell. And the B cell makes these cool, super cool interceptors. And these interceptors recognize specific invaders, like staph bacteria or E. coli or strep bacteria or even gluten. So the interceptor will see a staph bacteria or will see gluten, and an interceptor specifically for that gluten or specifically for the staph will fly to that bacteria or fly to that protein and sit on it and neutralize it. And not only will this interceptor that's being shot out of a B cell neutralize the bacteria, not only will it neutralize it, but it will also, and this is very important now, it will also tag the bacteria for destruction and removal, like one of those targeted for demolishment stickers you see on old buildings, or like the Army will shine a laser on Muammar Gaddafi's tent, and then a missile will read the laser and hit just the tent, leaving all the other tents next to Gaddafi's tent untouched. They call them smart missiles, and the missiles are smart because they're reading the laser. Well, the same thing happens in the body. The interceptors will tag the bacteria, and other substances will shoot missiles at the tagged bacteria. Now, this is amazing, and this is happening in the body all the time. So you've got these groups of B cells, and they're ready at all times, and even more so when they've been alerted one time, just one time in your life. If you have an interceptor that's been alerted to a staph bacteria one time, the next time that staph bacteria comes along, the interceptor is ready. It's been sensitized. And then, by the way, the technical name for these interceptors is antibodies. And groups of these interceptors or antibodies are called immunoglobulins, or IGs. And there's five different ones. They call them IgA, IgB, IgC, IgD, IgE. They're not that creative, but that's basically it. So these immune globulins, these interceptors, are obviously very critical for the defense system. In fact, doctors will actually check your blood to see how many interceptors you have. And the more interceptors you have for a specific bacteria, that will alert medical professionals that there's something going on. Now, remember, the immune system has its own highway. You know, the United States interstate system, the highway system, which is about, I think it's around 50,000 or 60,000 miles of highway around the country, was actually built so the military could move their tanks around. Did you know that the interstate system is actually the brainchild of President Dwight Eisenhower, who was inspired to start this whole project when he observed, at least this is the story, that the American roads had such a poor condition that we would be in trouble if we were ever attacked because tanks couldn't go through the country, so they started the interstate highway system. The military needs highways, and our personal biochemical military needs a highway system too, and that's what's called the lymph. The lymph is the highway system of the body, the immune system's highway, and it travels from head to toe right throughout your body, and it concentrates in certain areas. Those concentrations of highway are called lymph nodes. And the thing about the lymph, this is the most important thing about the lymph, and it's probably the most important thing about immunity as it regards our health, the lymph can get clogged up, especially if there's lots of activity. And clogging of the lymph is a serious health crisis. And guess where a significant portion of the lymph system is? In your digestive system. Of course it would be, because that's the main route of invasion. It's called GALT, G-A-L-T, for gut associated lymph tissue. That's what your tonsils are and your adenoids are. I've got a friend who's an ear, nose, and throat guy. He specializes in tonsils and tonsillectomies. He tells me when he pops a tonsil out, it oozes pus and infection and dead white blood cells and other crap like rancid fats and fermentation and toxic gases. And I want you to, I'm being graphic for a reason, because I want you to hold that picture. It's going to be very important here in a minute. See, the tonsils are GALT. They're gut-associated lymph tissue. They're lymphatic highway. It's where all your crap is traveling through, all the poisons that the immune system has had to fight, and the dead cells and the dead foods and the dead allergens are all traveling through the lymph, and they're all traveling through the gut-associated lymph, and they're coming to rest in certain places. And one of the places all that crap can come to rest is in the tonsils. There's 600,000 tonsillectomies done every year from blocked airways, from enlarged, swollen, pus-filled tonsils. Well, guess what? It makes sense that they'd be pus-filled because of the crap our kids are eating. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from break. 866-582-9933 is the number. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, your nutritional pharmacist, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central on the Genesis Communication Network and the ZBS Radio Network. Our number is 866-582-9933 if you want to talk to us today. 866-582-9933. Let me finish this up on the immune system. We're talking about the gut-associated lymphatic tissue, that is GALT, the highway of the immune system. And a lot of folks don't realize that your tonsils are part of the lymphatic system, your defense highway. And obviously, when there's a lot of immune activity going on, you're going to have clogs in the lymph. And that's one of the things that happens to tonsils. The tonsils get clogged up. And when the tonsils get clogged up, they can block airways. And instead of asking, why are my tonsils, why is my lymphatic system clogged up, probably because of what we're eating, the medical world in its infinite wisdom yanks the tonsils out. And that's why there's 600,000 tonsillectomies performed every year. Now, they used to just perform them routinely. Today, they only perform if the airways are blocked. But nonetheless, the question we should be asking is, why is our lymph system blocked? Why is the tonsil so swollen and filled with pus? And you'll see, most of the time, it's the crap that our kids are eating or the crap that adults are eating if it's an adult tonsillectomy. I call it the SPAM, the standard processed American meal. Remember, when children are born, when babies are born, they're born with immature digestive systems, with immature immune systems. So if a baby is not breastfed long enough and put on the standard processed American meal long enough, now you got this one, or soon enough, now you've got this 1-2 punch of a depressed immune system, the standard American processed meal. And remember that picture that I told you about the tonsil that was filled with pus and dead cells and bacteria and rancid fats and rotting putrefaction? Well, you see it in the tonsil, but that same thing is happening in the rest of the digestive system. And just because you yank the tonsil out doesn't mean the problem is going away. In fact, it could be worse, because now you have less highway. And because you have less highway, you have more likelihoods of getting clogs. So what do you do? Well, first of all, recognize that if you have headache or fibromyalgia or cancer even, or anything that's going on in the body, chances are you've got long-term activation of the immune system. It's like if you have a war going on somewhere, eventually you're going to have a problem. One of the things that can happen under the fog of war, that's what they call it in the world of the military, they call it the fog of war, because there's a war going on, you can't really concentrate, survival's at stake, it's a big mess. One of the things that can happen is friendly fire. That's where the Air Force will drop bombs on its own soldiers. Well, the same thing happens in the immune system under the fog of war. Interceptors are antibodies that are intercepting pathogens, bad guys, bacteria, or even protein, can sometimes shine their laser, can tag your thyroid, or can tag your kidneys, or can tag joints in the body incorrectly, and then the whole defense system is now shifted over and will start shooting its missiles at the thyroid or the kidney or the joints. We call that autoimmune disease. And it is an epidemic. And almost always it starts off with incorrect digestion. That's why I always tell you folks, if you have any kind of hyperactive immune problem, you need to reduce your calories. Ultimately, it'd be a great idea to stop eating. Calories are heat. Calories are fire. And if you already have a fire going on, if you already have a war going on, the last thing you want to do is pour gasoline on it. And that's what happens when you ingest calories. It's like putting gasoline on an already inflamed, explosive situation. That's why one of the healthiest things you could do if you have any immune problem at all, and that includes autoimmune diseases, is reduce your caloric intake and increase your nutrition. That means eating concentrated foods, lots of supplements, and reducing the empty calorie foods that just provide you with heat, which is what a calorie is. It's like a high-octane fuel. Reducing the calories, upping the nutrition. I know I hit on this digestive connection a lot, but it is the key to wellness. It's the apex of our triangle of disease, and it is the link, the common factor that all disease states have, some kind of dysfunction in the immune system. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. 866-582-9933 is the number. If you're on the line there, hold it. We'll get to you in a minute. Doug, I want to talk about this study on orlistat and Xenical that came out yesterday.
Yeah, that actually was published in the Archives of Internal Medicine. It was a Canadian study that involved almost 1,000 people. And what they found was that people that had been hospitalized with kidney problems prior to taking this orlistat, or Xenical as it's known as its trademark name, they found that very few people had any problems, like 0.5% of those tested. Within a year of getting all that drug, that jumped up to 2%. And so they found that it is now a problem. And what's interesting about that is that kidney problems with this drug is not even listed as one of its side effects. And, of course, this has been going on for a while. And as in typical fashion, the lead author of the study here, Dr. Matthew Ware, says, I'd just like to add that this study should be interpreted cautiously and it's observational and cannot prove causality.
Well,
anytime you're taking a drug, there's always side effects, whether they list it or not.
Well, I was just about to say, we've known about kidney stones in Xenical for a while. I hadn't read anything about side effects, kidney disease side effects, but kidney stones have been associated with Xenical. So you say, well, what would be the connection here? Well, Xenical works by affecting fat enzymes. That is your ability to absorb fat. The drug companies, in their infinite wisdom, have decided that if you're fat, we will just stop the body from utilizing or metabolizing fat. Well, the problem is, it's not just fat that these enzymes are responsible for processing. It's also fatty vitamins, like vitamin D. And vitamin D is important for calcium metabolism. So you run serious risks for vitamin D deficiency, for vitamin A deficiency, all your fatty vitamins, as well as fatty nutrients that come in vegetables if you take this drug. Xenical is a drug that supposedly reversibly inhibits the enzyme lipase, which is an enzyme that is important for fat metabolism. But it means all fatty substances will be compromised. That means no absorption or reduced absorption of all your fatty nutrients. When you have reduction in vitamin D, when you have a problem utilizing vitamin D, whether that's an inherent problem or a drug-induced problem, you run a risk of kidney stones and you run a risk of kidney problems as well. By the way, a lot of folks don't realize this, but there are actually vitamin D-like substances in nightshade plants like potatoes and tomatoes and peppers. And if you are one of those folks that's eating a lot of potatoes and you have a kidney problem, red flag, red alert. The components, the vitamin D-like components, in fact, it's actually one of the most powerful hormones, vitamin D hormones that we know of, is actually found in these nightshade vegetables. And nightshade vegetables are associated with problems with the kidney, and they're also associated with problems like arthritis, inflammatory problems. So you may want to think about that if you have arthritis, if you have an inflammatory disease, or if you have any kidney disease or kidney problems. You may want to think about laying off these nightshade vegetables. Certainly, you want to be concentrating on fat metabolism and your body's ability to process fats. And that means enzymes that help you process fats. Unlike the Xenical, which inhibits enzymes that process fats, you may want to think about taking in enzymes that help you process fats. And, of course, the Longevity product line contains a wonderful product called Ultimate Enzymes, which contains not only lipase for helping your body absorb fats, but also bile salts, which are also important for helping your body process fats and fatty vitamins. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. 866-582-9933 is the number. You're listening to The Bright Side. Check out my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the link on the upper right-hand corner if you want to learn more about the Longevity products. We're going to come back and take your phone calls. If you're on hold, stay there. If you want to reach us, we do have a couple open lines. We'll be back right after this with more good health information on The Bright Side.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, along with my colleague Doug Winfrey. We're here Monday through Friday on the Genesis Communication Network, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. If you want to get on board today, 866-582-9933 is the number. You can always send me an email, ben@ksco.com. Takes me sometimes a few days to get to you, to get back to you. I do get a lot of emails, but if you don't want to, get on the air and you have questions, I'm glad to answer you by email. Try putting your phone number on the email. Sometimes it's easier for me to call you and talk to you in person, too. So ben@ksco.com, or you can check out the website, which is brightsideben.com. Of course, you can give Phyllis and Andy and Nasima and Rachel a call if you want to learn about the longevity products at 866-735-2470. So you had your tonsils taken out, or no, Douglas? You didn't.
No,
have
I'm probably one of the few people in my age group that still has theirs. I was fortunate that I had a doctor who did not buy into that whole, it's an extra organ thing. That's what they used to say about that and the appendix when I was a kid growing up. It's no big deal. It's from back when you were a caveman and you were, eating rocks or something. And it's like, I never bought into that. I was sort of like, I don't think the good Lord had put parts in that aren't supposed to
there's
be there.
No extras,
you know? There aren't
no.
any mistakes. It's not no. like when I go to the store and buy something and put it together and end up with a bunch of extra parts.
Right. No, you need your
like
need,
that.
It, you
what,
need
you know,
it all.
And what happens to the, because like I say, a lot of people in my age group, I'm in my early 50s, it was very, very common for kids to have their tonsils out, especially if you got strep throat more than like once or twice. That was the move, was to take those tonsils out. My sister had hers out, and the interesting thing was she had even more problems after her
right.
tonsils were removed. And what happens? I mean, as you say, it's not an extra organ. So what about all these people out there running around
right.
with no tonsils?
Right. Well, first
are
of all,
are they compromised?
Absolutely, they're going to be compromised. Well, first of all, your appendix, you mentioned that. The appendix today we know is very important for the digestive system and the immune system. It's a warehouse, a storage house for probiotics, for good bacteria. So if you got your appendix, unless it explodes or it bursts or they think it's going to burst, keep your appendix. Same with the gallbladder. Same with your female organs. Doctors love yanking out organs. You need them all. Unless you got cancer, that's a whole different ball of wax. But if you don't have cancer, you want to keep all of your organs. Doug, you raise a very important point. The tonsils aren't an organ. They're part of the lymphatic system. They're part of this highway, this the route that white blood cells and all the dead bodies, the dead cells and all the toxins and other allergens travel through. And if your highway is cut off, that now you have less highway, you have a greater likelihood of having clogs. And this is one of the major causes of diseases is a clogged highway, a clogged lymph system. So one of the most important things you could do, and this isn't just if you had your tonsils taken out, it's even more important, of course, if you had a tonsillectomy. But for everybody, you got to move your lymph around. You see, your lymphatic system is a circulatory system, but it's not like the blood circulatory system. The blood circulatory system has a pump, the heart. And so blood will be pumped through the blood circulatory system. The lymph system is not like that. There's no pump for the lymph system. So you have to pump it yourself. The lymph system depends on muscle movement to have key to lymphatic movement. You have to be able to generate some kind of activity so that the lymph can travel through appropriately. Get a rebounder. It's the single most important thing you could do for the lymph. All exercises, but a rebounder is so easy on the body. It's like a mini trampoline. You could do it while you're watching television. You could do it while you're talking on the phone. You could just do it first thing you get up in the morning. You don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to put on an outfit. Just get up, get on a rebounder for 5 minutes, listen to some good music, watch the news, whatever it is. Just the activity of bouncing up and down will help things travel through the lymph. Remember, the lymph does not have a pump. It depends on muscular movement in order for all of this gook to travel through the way it's supposed to travel through. So
would walking be sufficient?
Walking fast.
Walking fast.
Obviously, walking is better than sitting on your butt. It's better than being sedentary, but you want to have a lot of movement. Usually, walking isn't going to be enough because it doesn't put enough of a stress on the system, but it's better than nothing. Ideally, walking fast. But it's this up and down movement that you really want to look for, the jumping movement. That's what makes a rebounder ideal. So walking is better than nothing. So I don't want to, if that's your favorite way of exercising, good for you. But if you really want to move the lymph around, you want to jump up and down. There's also lymphatic drainage that can be done, or lymphatic massage that can be done, where they'll actually massage the lymphatic tissue to get things going through. And that's very important, especially if you have a history of digestive problems or a history of immune problems. All right, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933 is the number. Nicole in Florida wants to talk to us. What's up, Nicole?
Hey, Ben. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, I've had some of the same issues you're talking about here. My blood markers are showing signs of autoimmune disease, of lupus.
Okay.
So those IG markers that you listed, I have quite a few of them. Do you mind if I list them all together?
Okay, I want you to list them all, but did that make sense how I talked about the interceptors, how the antibodies and the IGs are really interceptors? Did you understand that whole concept, or did you hear me talk about that?
I did hear you talk about it. I thought it was very interesting. You know, starting to do some Bikram yoga, which has a lot of that, you know, sort of movement with your system, digestive system as well, and make it starting to feel better with using that as well.
Good deal. Why don't you tell me all the things that you got going on, and we'll see what we can do.
All right, great. I'm about 40 pounds overweight.
Okay.
I have cysts on my thyroid.
Okay.
They were growing for the last 10 years, but they started to shrink and
okay.
stopped growing.
Okay, that's good.
I have oversized red blood cells.
Okay.
inside instead of white, but my red ones are really large.
Okay.
I've had gray hair, white hair, since I was 17 years old, and I'm 40 now.
Okay. How's the digestion?
It generally feels good, except for
Generally.
Not absorb vitamins. I have a vitamin D deficiency, B12 deficiency, and iron.
Okay. Okay, well, here's what's going on the way I see it, all right? First of all, the red blood cells, the enlarged red blood cells, mean that your blood cells are having a problem getting oxygenated. So they're getting bigger so they can get more oxygen. So you're having a problem delivering oxygen. When that happens, that can wreak havoc, especially on inducing cancer, by the way. So I don't know if you have any kinds of issues in the family with cancer or anything like that, but problems with oxygenation are precursors a lot of times to cancer, and that's something that you want to think about. The lupus is an autoimmune disease, as you said. Lupus is one of the most interesting autoimmune diseases because that's one of those miscellaneous autoimmune diseases. Autoimmune diseases very often will target specific parts of the body, like Hashimoto's targets the thyroid, rheumatoid arthritis targets the joints. You know, there's different organs that are susceptible to autoimmune attack. Lupus is a miscellaneous diagnosis. It means any part of the body. It could be the skin, it could be the kidneys, it could be the connective tissue, it could be anywhere. But it's strictly, it is an autoimmune disease, just one that targets any parts of the body. So it sounds to me like you have an active immune system. In fact, you're probably one of the people that I was talking about when I started off the program. And I don't know if you've heard the program before, but if you have an active immune system, we need to clear the most likely suspects. And the most likely suspects in all immune activation involve the digestive system. So, you say you told me that you're generally okay. The digestive system needs to be not generally okay. The digestive system needs to be not okay most of the time. The digestive system needs to be okay 100.000% of the time. If it's 99.9, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. It means that there's something going on that you want to address. And I'll continue with this discussion. Hope you can stay with us, Nicole, through the break, because I want to continue this discussion. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. 866-582-9933 is your number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this on the Genesis Communication Network. Don't go away.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asks, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Friday edition, 866-582-9933 is the number. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs with my co-host Doug Winfrey. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, give Phyllis and Andy a call at 866-735-2470 or check out our website, brightsideben.com, or check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. We're talking to Nicole in Florida. Nicole, are you there, ma'am? Nicole? Do we have Nicole? Or did we lose Nicole? Oh, hi, Nicole. Okay, so we got a few callers, and I'm running out of time here, so just in the interest of cutting to the chase, you got to focus on your digestive system. The fact that you're not absorbing fats and fatty vitamins is very problematic because fats and fatty vitamins have a lot to do with the immune system and have a lot to do with how cells grow and divide, and that could have an impact on those thyroid cysts. So focus on digestive health. The best thing to do for you, ma'am, is you want to link your digestive symptoms to the foods you're eating. Now, you could do it either by just paying attention, but more often than not, because of this thing that happens in the brain, which we talk about a lot in this program, we delete things that happen all the time. So if you've had a digestive reaction to a certain food your whole life, you may not notice it. So in that case, you're going to want to write things down. Try to eat very simply for the next 30 days or so, and by that I mean eat meals that contain just one type of food. Try not to have lots of processed foods with lots of chemicals in it or lots of different sauces with lots of different ingredients in it. Try to stick to simple foods and then note what kind of digestive symptoms you have with each food. So you want to focus on digestive health. For you, I would be taking probiotics today, good bacteria. Find a good source of probiotics. I like the Nightly Essence from Longevity. If you don't want that one, find a good multiple strain probiotic. Take digestive enzymes with every meal. Every meal should have digestive enzymes before it. I like the Ultimate Enzymes. If you're looking for a good, easy one to take, call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. Get the Ultimate Enzymes. Then you're going to want to take your fatty vitamins with fatty foods. And I'd be supplementing with vitamin D and vitamin A especially. You want to take them with fatty foods. So if you decide you're going to have fish as your meal and you just have fish, with the fish have vitamin A and D. Always mix oils with your vegetables and with your foods too. That will help pull out some of those oil-soluble nutrients. And then you want to make sure that you're boosting your immune system. Vitamin C is very important. I'd be taking high doses of vitamin C if I were you. So focus on digestive health. That's the key. Ultimate Enzymes, probiotics. If you're looking for supplements, try to track your digestive symptomology with specific foods, and then you want to boost the immune system. And also make sure that you're moving that lymph around like we talked about. Bikram yoga is great, but it's not great for moving the lymph. You want to actually move your body and move your muscles, because that lymph is tied into muscle movement. So a rebounder, anything you can do to increase up and down movement, lymphatic drainage or lymphatic massage techniques are good as well. I wish we had more time, Nicole, but in the interest of getting all our callers, I got to move on. Thanks so much for calling from Florida. If you have any questions, further questions, send me an email, ben@ksco.com. Let's go to Kim in Missouri, was it? Kim in Missouri. Kim in Florida. What's up, Kim?
Oh, hi, Ben Hughes. You are truly our hero. I'll be quick. The other day you were on and you said most of the skin creams are useless. What about DMAE cream?
Okay, let me talk about DMAE. I know a lot about it, actually. Yes, most skin creams are useless, except they're worse than useless. Most skin creams shut down skin processes and will accelerate the aging process. There are some exceptions. Vitamin C is an exception. Vitamin A is an exception. Alpha hydroxy acids are an exception. DMAE is a silly waste of time, and the guy who's promoting it should be ashamed of himself. I'm not going to mention his name, but some of you know who I'm talking about. DMAE is a precursor. That means it gets turned into something called acetylcholine, and acetylcholine is involved in wrinkle relaxation. The problem is acetylcholine is made inside of cells, and you cannot get DMAE inside a cell by putting it on top of the skin. That having been said, taking DMAE orally is a wonderful way to improve, number one, the neurotransmitter acetylcholine, and also to improve lymph, to improve lymphatic activity. So for people who have problems with clogged lymph, DMAE may be helpful as a nutritional supplement. For people who want to upregulate acetylcholine, and this is acetylcholine is very important for brain health, very important for memory. It's been used to treat Alzheimer's patients. It's just a great thing to do for all of us who want to improve brain function. Taking it internally as a supplement is a great protocol. Topically, don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. However, if you do want a good topical skin product, look for vitamin C in its fatty format, and it will go by the name ascorbyl palmitate. Don't waste your money on ascorbic acid for the skin. Look for ascorbyl palmitate, and then the single most important thing you could ever put on your skin for anti-aging, for acne, just for keeping your skin healthy, is vitamin A. In fact, vitamin A is so important for the skin. We'll talk about that at length next week. There's three main types of vitamin A. The prescription type is the best, and that's called retinoic acid. You've heard of Retin-A, I'm sure, and that contains retinoic acid, but you can also find it over the counter as retinol or retinyl palmitate. I know that's kind of confusing, so we'll get into that a little more at length next week. Last but not least, alpha hydroxy acids. You probably heard of glycolic acid. Alpha hydroxy acids can be very effective, but you want your alpha hydroxy acids to be in a toner or in a cleanser, not in a skin cream. The problem with skin creams, and I'm telling you, I've been formulating and manufacturing and working with skin creams for almost 30 years now, and I know a lot about them, and I know how they make them. I know everything about how they make them, and it isn't a pretty sight, because in order to make a skin cream, you got to take wax, just like candle wax, and you got to melt it down, and you got to add oil, and you got to add chemicals, and you got to add water, and you make this big, goopy, sticky mess, and it's called a cream, and you rub it on your skin, and all you end up doing is putting this slick oil wax material on top of your skin, and what that ends up doing is shutting down all of the health-giving biochemistry of the skin. The skin is an organ of the body, and it needs to be treated like any organ, that is by using good nutrition. So I'm not to cut to the chase, long story short, ma'am, I'm not a believer in DMAE, dimethyl amino ethanol, in a topical skincare product. Did I answer your question?
You did, and could it actually hurt you by what you just said?
No, it will not hurt you. DMAE just won't do anything, and it's an expensive ingredient for not doing anything. But no, it will not do anything for your skin. Now, if you have DMAE in enough concentration, you may get a perception of tightening on the skin, but it has to be formulated correctly for doing that, and you have to use a lot of DMAE. Most DMAE-containing products don't have that. Okay.
The one that uses it said her skin did get tighter and her complexion looks a little better. Yeah.
In terms of, if you have it formulated correctly and you have enough of it, some people will notice a mechanical tightening, the surface tightening, but it won't last long, and you haven't changed the health of the tissue.
Okay. Do you have time for one more question? Or,
sure. Sure. What else?
Can tonsils grow back?
Mm-mm. Tonsils do not grow back. That's part of your lymphatic system that will be gone. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Kim. Thanks for calling. Okay. Let's see if we can squeeze one more call in. Who's next? Annie, we got about a minute.
Okay. Two quick questions. What do you think about Botox?
Okay.
And what do you think about this new GHC diet?
HCG, human chorionic
gene. HCG,
adventure.
Yes.
Okay, you know, the HCG diet is very interesting. People do lose weight on the HCG diet. Unfortunately, we don't know if that weight is water weight or what the weight really is, and it does tend to come back. The problem with the HCG diet, as I see it, is when you're on it, you can't have any fat. That means you can't have any essential fatty acids. That means you can't have any fatty vitamins. And any diet protocol that keeps you from having vitamins or keeps you from having essential fatty acids is not something I'm a fan of, although I will tell you, people do lose weight, sometimes a lot of weight, on the HCG diet. It's a very interesting subject, and I'll try and cover that on a later show. What was your first question? I forgot.
Botox.
Botox. Here's the thing about Botox, right? I don't want people to have to resort to chemical, mechanical, poison means to reduce wrinkles. Does it work? Yes. If you have a lot of wrinkles and you try to do Botox, you just look silly because you have this old face and no wrinkles or reduced amount of wrinkles. And it doesn't look right. If you're young and you want to just get rid of one wrinkle on your forehead, you may get some improvement. But we really should be focusing on why are we aging. We really should be focusing on having our body build its own connective tissue. It's like a last resort. It's like giving up. It's like saying, well, there's nothing we can do, and this is the best we can do. Does it work? Well, depending on how many wrinkles you have, it can work or not. If you have a lot of wrinkles, you're just going to look a little silly, and you know that look. Talking about, but let me just finish this. There's no risk to it that we know of yet. That's the music. I wish I could talk more. I only have an hour. Call back next week, and I'll be glad to address your questions. We'll cover the HCG diet, folks. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. Check out my website, brightsideben.com. God bless everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.